Father, be revealed to them at this end time. We are very grateful. We are so thankful. We thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school, the blessings we receive at the soul service, at the special numbers. Oh, Father, thank you for the prayers of individuals. Thank you for the needs of individuals. Lord, there is none of us that does not have one need or more, because we are mortal. Our needs may differ from person to person, but their needs anyhow. We look unto you, O God. O gracious Lord, you that feed the birds in the air, the animals in the field, including the little ants that are not even noticeable. Sometimes we match them or notice. Lord, you still feed them. You are responsible for all of them. Father, we are very grateful that we are called by your name. May your name be praised, O God. Our prayers, O God, is that as long as you have us here on the surface of the earth, we want to live a life of appreciation unto you. A life that others will be old and they will be hungry at task to know you and serve you the way we are serving you. May we never live a life that will cause somebody to speak foolishly or reproachfully against your name. Thank you, our Father. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failures. All our mistakes, may they all come under the blood. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, O God, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we want to just hand over the service to your sufficient hands that you do with us, O God, right from the platform to the pews. Do with us, O God, as it made good in your sight. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. We thank the Lord for another opportunity to say Sunday. Don't forget that every passing moment, across it from here to the other side, Christians and non-Christians. So if you find that you went to bed, you wake up, you are alive, you should give praises to God and appreciate Him for sparing you to be here. Because He's the owner of our nose, breath in our nostrils. He did not consult anybody before He created you. Whether you be male or female, tall or short, fat or slim, clay-legged or bone-headed or straight-legged, whatever. He decided all those things all by Himself. Amen. So we are highly indebted to Him and to Him alone. Amen. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. If we look at the events that are taking place in the world today, I think it is a very clear indication to tell you and me that something is at the corner. You know, Brother Abraham preached a message, events are made clear by prophecy. When we see events the way things are going, you know that something is at the corner. Amen. So what we have to do is to make sure that we take inventory of, just look at yourself. Stay very close to the mirror and look at yourself and see the way you are. Amen. And ask God, Lord, help me. Because you remember one time, because of the problems the apostles were having on the sea, Jesus started walking on the water, coming to rescue them. No, that is contrary to nature. If you were among them, you would have screamed as they also screamed. Because it is not, it's not natural for a human being to be walking on the sea. They say, hey! You know, the devil has tried to drown us before. We have been struggling with that. Now another thing has come. They see somebody walking on the sea. Jesus knew they were troubled. He said, trouble not, I'm the one. Peter said, if you are the one, ask me to come. He said, you come. Peter stepped out from the ship. I started walking. What he believed worked for him. When he started doubting, he started seeking. Amen. And when he started seeking, he said, Master, please, And Jesus was right there. To, if we look up to, just cast all your cares upon him. For he cared for you. Amen. You see, the Bible tells us, salvation is not by works. It is not what you have done. It is not what you are doing. It is not what you will do. It is what God has decided. That is before the foundation of the world. And he wrote your name. And he wrote my name. In the last book of life. Amen. And there is nobody. I don't care. Let all the demons in the whole world enter into one man. Let it be against you. As honey. Amen. It's a defeated foe. Because in that is in you and me is greater, is mightier, is more powerful than any other power. God bless you. That is why I don't buy the idea of some people who say they will not go to their village because witches are there. I don't buy the idea. It's because you are suffering in the midst of plenty. Amen. AK-47 is in your hands. An ordinary lion is threatening you and you are trembling. AK-47. You know what that gun is? What it can do? Don't lose confidence in your weapon. The Bible says the weapon of our warfare. They are not carnal. But they are what? They are mighty through God. For they're doing what? For pulling down strongholds. Strongholds. Pulling them down. Jesus has already assured us. He said, upon this rock, spiritual revelation of who I am, I will build my church at the gates of hell. Shall not prevail against it. What Abraham said, he Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. It simply means that the gates of hell will be fighting. And the prophet said, if the devil has not gotten you, he will always after you. He said, if he's no longer pursuing you, it means he has gotten you. But if you are a child of God, we have just said the law, he can never get you. He will pursue us until we go in the rapture. And he can't follow us. He'll be looking at us good. Okay, Shemen, he can't do nothing. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Hallelujah. But Abraham said, we come to church for one thing. And that's how you are standing. This rapture that we are talking about, where Paul was talking about the rapture, he told us that we should not sorrow like the people that have no hope. Believe that Jesus died and was buried forevermore. So also they that died in Christ shall God be with him. And he said we should allow the word of God to be our comfort. The word of God is always our comfort. That is why he said the dead in Christ shall rise first. He said we, he included himself, we that are alive and remain shall be changed. As at that time he was alive. For a child of God, your first resurrection is guaranteed. Whether you sleep or you are awake, is guaranteed. If you sleep, you will wake up first before the leap will be changed. So all is simply well. Like I used to say, you are top of the mountain. When everything seems rosy and wonderful and glorious, good health, provision of food, we can wear clothes, we ride cars, we live in mansion. You know, all is well. If God allow you to descend, to fall from that mountain, to come to the deepest valley, where trials and temptations are facing you, on the right, on the left, in the front, in the back. Look at the house, no garden, no kuli kuli, nothing to. The prophet said, never you be negative. He said, all is still well. It's a good day. It's a bad day. All is well. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Glory to God. Let me read these pieces of paper before we go in. Amen. This one, he says, He says this is to remind the brethren the need for the church to purchase a new generator, because the one we are using presently is wearing out. The cost of the new generator and the cables, as well as other accessories. I'm sorry, I only saw one or two. I didn't look at the sun. Generator, this is the, to remind the brethren of the need for the church to purchase a new generator. The amount contributed so far is 288,000 out of the 800,000 that is required. Appreciation. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them in that dream. Saints, please thank God with me and my family for a pleasant surprise of official car gift from my office at the time least expected. It's all like a dream to me. At this time, and I thank God remembering me. May His holy name be praised. Thanksgiving. Thank God for blessing us with another car. The following snacks are available after the service. Drinks, courtesy the biscuits, courtesy Sister Biscuits, courtesy the Adego kids. Thank you for the biscuits. We have the following key. We are to appreciate our brother Shedrack for the things. God bless you, brother Shedrack. We appreciate you. May the Lord prosper you and promote you as when due. Amen and amen. We have this one as a visitors. We have new church. Brother Femi, we see you. God bless you. You are welcome. We wish you the riches of God blesses. We have Mr. Taiwo Oni. Mr. Taiwo Oni, God bless you. Yeah. We wish you the riches of God blesses. We also have Mr. Michael Oladeji. God bless you. Mr. Michael, God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Have this one as greetings. Say greetings from the following. Brother Shane from Owo. Thank you. God bless you. Brother Sheyi Moses of Waya asked me to greet the church for Sasu. I don't know. I think any other church in Washington asked me to greet the church for him. Terry asked me to greet somebody else. I don't know if I can remember. Fine. It's birthday song for 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Sister Joel Olaj from Brother Shedra. Say good morning, saints. I God richly bless you all. I want to thank the teacher of first class. But with a decision, first class, This is beyond hard work. Lord showed himself mighty to measure your name. The session goes to Pastor Martin's true shepherd, and for your checks are caused. They may also want to thank Apostle Shedrack. Bradley is one of the people. Just a minute, sir. There's something. May you release. Hallelujah. May you really be blessed. We will never depart. We will never depart. We will never depart. We will never depart. Hallelujah. Oh, from the heavenly place of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jerusalem is the final home of the Father. We will be together. We will be together. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. I am. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who walk not after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what could not do, in God sending his own Son, for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Righteousness of the law. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he must be in you. The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead, Spirit that dwelleth, say, Spirit that raised Christ from the dead in you. Dwell in you, say, Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. He will quicken your mortal bodies. If the Spirit dwell in you. He will quicken your mortal bodies. He the Spirit dwell in you. Amen. God bless you. Let's be in prayers for a minister that promised to visit us next Sunday. He promised to be taking our Sunday school, evening service, and afternoon stroke evening service. Let's pray for him that the grace of God will be with him, bringing a gratitude journey message from Lagos. So this morning from the scriptures, amen. Is it why you don't finish your sermons? It's the living word. You say it here, connect this. You can't finish. Amen. Except you want to stop and jump to something else. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I want us to look at this. The Holy Ghost. Our national spirit. The Holy Ghost. Our national spirit. Amen. Brother Brown told us when he was preaching. God bless you, my brother. I appreciate you. Blessed be his holy name. When Brother Abraham was preaching the message, the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride, he drew things like this.
He said, I'm far from being. He said, this place in his heart. He said, this is, you see, somebody killing somebody at the back. Subcatico is associated with what in man's heart. Bless you. I appreciate all of you for all this. You see that? Blessed be his holy name. I never now say we don't see each other. I only see the body that carry blasphemy. You are a Pastor Martin. You only see, we only see our body that carry us. You, it's your spirit that is inside of you. And that your spirit it is. Look at as character. As actions and reactions. Mankind. Let me tell you what is yours. The next 3 months, I will not submit myself to him. Why the Bible says, you should. He said, the man does not have power over himself, but the woman, over his body rather. And the woman does not have power over her body, but the man. Some sisters, they are shy. You are shy. You need your husband. You can't go. You can't go. Shame on you. But Abraham said, whatever you do with your wife, you do with your husband, it's righteousness. Amen. He said, another woman is like your wife. Look at the other one. The other man, another man, is like your husband. You do anything with them, you go to hell for it. Amen. God, who created the male and female, has given rules and regulations how the two of them should relate. Are you following me? If for any reason, that is why we keep warning our small, small sisters. Keep yourself. You say, somebody is coming for you. Somebody is coming for you. A time will come in your life, you change your father's name to somebody else. That is the way God has ordained it to be. You must keep yourself for that somebody. Amen? Don't follow all these school boys that tell you that you are sugar in my tea, you are airtime in my phone, without you are my sleeping tablets, rubbish and nonsense. Don't listen to them. They want to deceive you. The problem with some women, let me tell you, I'm not saying with sisters, I don't know much about you. The problem with some women is that when they were girls, they were doing as animal shout. Go with this man, go with that man. Mechanic will have his part, carpenter will play his role, and what do you call it? Plumber will pass the electrician. Everybody. So finally, if they are married, each time he comes in contact with any of those former customers, she's paralyzed. She can't say no. At the end of the day, you'll be living in adultery for the rest of your life. It's not somebody that will tell you, this is what is in your heart. Ejo. Ejo, lo wa nbe. Show ngbomi. A snake that is there. And this snake is there. And you are living the life you are living. You are traveling towards that work path. No matter how much you say you are going upward. Okay, so relation. Your life proves where you are traveling to. Amen? You can say, outside the cross, when I first saw the light. Did you really saw the light? Woman, do you really saw the light? You saw the light and you are falling for other men? Snake is guiding your life. And you are traveling towards that world path. When the prophet said, whatever you do, he said, never you travel toward that place. He said, I'll be to the two places. He said, whatever you do, make sure you travel upward way. Oh, glory to God. When you are traveling upward way, brothers and sisters, there is only one thing you have need of. Every obstacle, every barrier, every hindrance that cross your way, as long as you have our national spirit, I can guarantee your safety. I can guarantee your overcoming power. I can guarantee you that you will arrive safely. Oh, glory to God. Because the one that loved us so much, God became flesh for your sake, for my sake, to become kissed my redeemer. So that he might redeem you, that he might redeem me. That is why God, in John chapter 4, we are made to know that God is a spirit. He's the eternal one. That is the strongest of all the spirits. It's eternal. He never had a beginning, no any ending. He has no rival. Nobody can compete with him. Glory to God. Even Satan himself, he has to take instructions from me. He can't compete with him. When he rebelled in heaven, we cast him down. He sees the boss today. Amen. That is why the scripture says, on the day of Jesus told them, he said, tarry, though you be with me for 3 years and 6 months, I will speak parables to the public. I take you inside, explain the parables to you. You have seen my miracles and signs and wonders. I taught you things that are secret that others know nothing about. Despite all that, remember, you are yet in the flesh. And as long as you are in this flesh, you cannot please God. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, which is this dove. Amen. This dove is God himself. That is why you have to be very careful the way you treat God's people. Husband, be careful the way you treat your wife. Because the same grace that saved you is the same grace that saved her. God wouldn't allow you to make his daughter a doormat. Grace also solicited for is the same grace that saved you that saved her. Treat her as a daughter of God. Amen. Any man that will raise hand and beat a woman is animalistic in nature. And this is what is in the man. Colossoke. You buy a corini choir. You buy play a drum. You buy play whatever in my. If you like, let him be the pastor of the church. As long as snake is there, he has to live the life of what is inside of him. What I've done say, anger is what? First stage of madness. My prayer have always been, may you never enter second stage. Maybe if you enter second stage, Omar Boshole. May God help us. There is no anger in the heart of a believer. There is no unforgiving spirit in the heart of the believer. We have a national spirit. That's why Brother Brian told us that an elect cannot persecute an elect. It's not possible. The Holy Ghost will not be persecuting the Holy Ghost. By no means. Oh, hallelujah, church. That is why what Abraham said. He said the Holy Ghost will not behave in the life of Brother Cesar and misbehave in the life of Brother Bartholomew. He has the same character. He has the same purpose. He has the same plan. He has the same program. Amen? Brothers and sisters, don't make this mistake. But Abraham said many make mistakes that after their repentance and water baptism, they just settle in a local church where the message of the hour is being preached. That does not make you a believer yet. As a member of a local assembly, you settle there. Of course, you become a big brother. Before you know what's happening, you become a big brother. You'll be looking at a sister. Once you are got to that stage, come to party, say, sister, and I feel good. I will believe every bit of your testimony. I will believe, I will argue. I will never argue with you. I will only tell you, pray more and make sure you are being led by God. Amen? The sister will come and say, Pastor, you see that brother, you say, a brother is coming. You go and pray. The prophet said, the brother has a right after praying to, and the girl also have a right after praying to say yes or no to the brother. Amen? That's what the message says. That's what the message says. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us. You see, the prophet went further to tell us. He says, repentance, water baptism, in the name of the Lord, don't you only to a local. He said, but the Holy Ghost, which is our national spirit. Brothers and sisters, all these disagreements in this message, I believe this, you don't believe this, you don't believe this. It is lack of this national spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost cannot tell you that this thing is white. I come and tell me this city is black. No, sir. Take for an example that the prophet gave us. He said, you look at Saul of Tarsus. When Saul of Tarsus got converted on his way to Damascus, he never came to meet any of the apostles. He testified with his own mouth. Before he ever visited Peter, he was preaching word by word what Peter has been preaching. Have you not seen? Have you not met? Amen? May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. God is never the author of confusion. He is not. The Spirit of God wrote the Bible. Amen? The Spirit of God sent the messengers. That same Spirit of God kept the messengers within the pages of the Bible. Somebody was asking Brother Brian, this thing you are saying, where you have said that the angel of the Lord tell you things. If it is the angel of the Lord that tells you, we want to know. The prophet said, if the angel of the Lord tells me anything that is not according to the Bible, he said, I will not believe him. Is that not a strong statement? We know the angel of the Lord will never say anything contrary to the Bible. Because that is his word. Many people think because we are in Laodicea, and the Bible has described the nature of Laodicea, their position. They are rich, they increase with goods, and their self-estimate, marking their own screen, they say, we have need of nothing. Of course, many of them have a what we call it, personal jet. So we buy up to two. Where they park it in the airport, if they tell you how much they pay by day. Amen? That is Laodicea. Increasing with good, proper, pretty prosperity instead of salvation. Amen? But when God comes to talk about them, God said they were naked. Amen? They were miserable. They were poor. They were blind. And they don't know it. That is how God saw them. God help us. So you can see what we are saying, that Laodicea is completely out of the message of the hour. Completely out. Because when the prophet was dealing with the seven churches, he told us that the hall is the Roman Catholic, which is the fourth denomination. And all that came out of him. And all that is binding there together is that three corner stick. Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He says it's what is binding all of them together. Amen. Amen. He told us the whore, the meaning of whore is mother. It's mother of harlots. If a prostitute give birth to a girl and raise that child, I'm telling you, the environment the child is raised, she's going to be a bad prostitute like the mother. And that is what has happened to all the denominations without an exception. That is why God sent a messenger. Hallelujah, church. He sent a messenger. And it is this messenger alone that stood on the surface of the earth and said, I preach what Paul preached. Tell me any other one that I've ever said that. Takumu, he said that. He can't deny it. I will be the one to oppose him because I've read the magazine that he wrote. He said there are three recognizable personalities in the Godhead. Put grammar on it. Three personalities, recognizable ones. is the Godhead. And the Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." Amen. May God help us. One thing I love God for, one of the things I love Him for so much, is that God doesn't take chances in His business. He doesn't take chances. Hallelujah. When He falls on Adam, obey the voice of the woman, contrary to God, God did not send somebody else to go and attend to the matter. He came by Himself. Amen. Jesus is not a second person. From Genesis to Revelation, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. If you see your Bible, show me. It's not there. Amen. Brother, write Father, Son, Holy Ghost on the board for me. Blessed be His holy name. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Make we look at it. It's the light of the message of the hour. God bless you, my brother. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Who was the Father of Jesus Christ? Who is called the Father? Where are the three? Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against me." Look, Revelation is not something you get in Bible school. It's not something you get in seminary school. It's not something you get in university. It is a gift of God only to His children. Blessed be God forever. God bless you. A prophet preached a message, God hiding His simplicity and revealing Himself in the same. He said, "No man knows the Father except the Son. And no man knows the Son except whosoever the Son will reveal Him." If God does not reveal Himself to you, you will serve God in vain. That is why this national spirit is so important. If you talk about Revelation, it's the national spirit that will show you. If you talk about living like that, to be like Jesus, to be like this, it's the national spirit that gives you the ability. You talk about power to pray, it's the national spirit. Everything comes to that spirit. Who is that spirit? God Himself. The only kingdom where all the inhabitants of the kingdom have the same spirit with the king. No protest. No fight. Everything is in peace. I rejoice with you if you are one of them. You know, we used to sing that song. One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say, are you one of them? What will identify you as one of them is this national spirit. But Abraham told us that every nation have their own spirit. Amen. He said, you go to China. Chinese, they have their own spirit. You come to Nigeria, we have our own spirit. Amen. You go to America, they have their own spirit. But we, Jesus said, "I am not of this world. Neither are you also of this world. I have chosen you out of this world." He said, "If they will obey you, remember, they have also obeyed me. But if they didn't obey me, they will not obey you. Because we are not Nigerians." If the spirit that is in you is the spirit of Nigeria, you still act like Nigeria. Shame unto you. Amen. Our national spirit, we have one behavior. Amen. But Abraham said, it's like a football team. And then me and Joseph, we are the same team. Then Joseph, the ball is with him. Instead of him to guide him, I begin to struggle the ball with him. The team will lose. Amen. Every position that God placed His child, the child is satisfied. And the prophet said, God will never place you in anywhere until He has equipped you to be there. Do you know what Abraham told us? Don't miss ministries. I'll show you the quote if you want it. He said, don't miss ministries. He said, sometimes people think they are called to something. If you are going there where you are not called to it, He said you will be an impersonator. He said at the end of the day, your works will be smitten. Amen. This fivefold, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But Abraham said, I can never be a good pastor. He said, I don't have the patience to do it. If God placed you in anywhere, he equips you. If God make you in child, he equips you to be a child. But Abraham told us, goat give birth to goat. Sheep give birth to sheep. When God gives birth, he gives birth to sons and daughters of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It is a shame for we to say we have that national spirit and we are backbiters and we are gossipers. You gossip about your brother. You gossip about your sister. The prophet said, don't do that. He said, it is a wrong spirit that will make you to do that. Look, whatever life you are leading that is contrary to this Bible, brother, sister, you are traveling to that world path. Every unrighteousness is sin. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of the living God. And Jesus said, it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. But they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. The will of God is the word of God. If you are filled with God, you will live by every word of God. It is automatic. You don't go to school to practice it. That is why Paul was saying, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Can you say that Christ is living in you? When the prophet told us that at home is where we live our best and our worst. When we come to church, in Shalom, Shalom, Brother Shalom, 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 Shalom. It is at home. Sister will cook. Mistakenly put salt too much. For the next 3 days, you will greet sister. And you come to the table to clam hands. Clamming hands, singing to who? May God help us. You say, my husband stand for me. If your husband does this, is it me that I'm far away, I come and step on you? I don't care who step on you. Do you know how many people that step on Jesus? At the cross, you say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Your husband step on you. For the next 3 days, you will greet it. You go, what God has joined together. The Bible says, let no man put asunder, but you want pillow to put it asunder. Shame on you. Where is the Holy Ghost? You say you are traveling upward. Your character betrays you. You say, oh, my woman is too, her mouth is too short, too sharp for me to say. I'm telling you, you are animalistic in nature. If you want to be a boxer, go and challenge a man of your caliber. Enter the ring. He will show you what strength is all about. We don't run spiritual race by physical strength. We need the power of our national spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost will say no to every unrighteousness. I don't care where you come from. He will resist it. When the Holy Ghost says resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He gives you the power to do it. Many people have had many people quote where we are going to be perfect. Who told you that? You are not speaking according to the scripture. Jesus said, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You think he was wasting his words? He know what he has done for you. He know what his blood that has cleansed you has obtained. He know his life is coming to be inside of you. Oh, the prophet told us that the animal, the life is in the blood. The blood, the life that was in the blood of animal was animal life. And it could not come upon man. Because man have body, spirit, soul. Animal have body, spirit, no soul. Amen? It's an animal. But when God became flesh, that body was created by God himself. It's not this procreation of man and woman living together producing children. That's not it. It's because that one has become, what do you call it, permissive will. That is why God is so perfect will. The perfect will of God for you and me, for children to be born according to the will. The time will come, Adam will speak, if we conceive. But when this snake came to, when this snake came to the garden, entered into the serpent, that beast that was upright, closest to man that chimpanzee is the zoo, his blood could mix with woman and produce children. And that is how Cain was born. Amen? That is how Cain was born. No animal can live with woman and produce a child apart from that beast that have done it. Blessed be God forever. He was the one that opened the eyes of Eve to man and woman relationship. Amen? Adam and Eve, they were in the garden naked but clothed with the glory of God. Adam didn't know the use of the woman. Neither did the woman know the use of Adam. It was the serpent that opened her eyes. And the woman took the experience to Adam. Say, hey, all this while we be together, we have not advanced to this stage. This is the new explored headlock into it. The next time God came to the garden, he said, Adam, Adam, where are you? As if he didn't know. He know all things. When the serpent was coming to the garden, he was looking at it. God cannot be defeated. Oh, hallelujah, church. He said, where are you? He said, I heard your voice in the garden. Whereas in the previous time when he had himself and his wife, we just run. Come, today we are playing with lion, all these animals you call carnivorous animals. They were eating grass like goats at that time. And then we returned to it. Then he said, we heard your voice and I'm afraid because I'm naked. He said, what? Who told you are naked? Have you done what I asked you not to do? Listen to the reply of Adam. He said, the woman you gave to be with me. In other words, I didn't ask for her. You are the one that says it is not good that a man should be alone. You gave her to me. See what she has done. And the woman said, it's the serpent that deceived me. Amen? So a conference was called. Oh, glory to God. A conference was called. God was the chairman. The serpent was in attendance. Adam and Eve were there. When God called conference, he doesn't need your idea. He doesn't need your opinion. Forget about your idea. Forget about your opinion. They are corrupt and they are not useful before God. It is the same thing today. God has called a conference in this generation. And he bring Malachi 4 with him and Abraham. And he told him what to do. Brother, we don't need your idea. Nobody needs my opinion. Say what the tape says. Amen. If you stay with them tapes, the prophet said, if you do what I ask you to do, say, I promise you, we'll be together in a better land. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Let me say something about God before we talk. God had never had an abandoned project. He will never have one. Amen. People that abandon their project, there are for so many reasons. Either they don't have enough resources to continue, or for whatsoever reason. Not God. Whatever he starts, he will bring it to completion. That's why God doesn't walk on a man halfway. None of his children will be lost. Oh, merciful God. I don't care the trial that will come. The Bible says there's no temptation that comes to you, which is not common to man. The Bible didn't stop there. Wait for that to say, but God is faithful. Is God faithful? God is faithful. And he will make a way of escape for you out of every temptation that you'll be able to stand. There is no trial, no temptation that will kill a man that is filled with this national spirit, the Holy Ghost that we are talking about. Tell me trial that can defeat God. Oh, God bless you, church. God bless you. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. God bless you. In the garden, that conference was called. God said, woman, because you have done this thing you have done, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain and the distress, you will bring forth children. And your desire shall be that of your husband. Not only that, he shall rule over you. Period. That is God says the Lord. Remember, every God says the Lord is God's children only that can recognize it by revelation and obey it. Amen. That's why some women, they even come around this message, they say, I will rather rule over you. Let me tell you, what is in your heart is snake. And where you are going is that word part. May God have mercy upon you. Every child of God, obey God's word. What's a serpent? You know, the serpent was a human being without soul. He's a beast. He said, because you have done this here for your belly, the very belly, you will use it to crawl all the days of your life. That upright creature become a reptile. There is power in the spoken word. Amen. Power in the spoken word. If you go to internet, you'll find some people that says where we were one time in the message of Abraham. We are no longer believing again. That is no news to us. The Bible says, every plant that is not planted by God shall be rooted up. Do you believe that? Every plant that is planted, if it's not of God, it shall be rooted. Jesus said, they that my Father has given me passes. He said they will come. When they come, he said, no man shall be able to pluck them out of my hand. He said, because the Father that gave that to me is mightier, is greater than all. I can assure you, there is no child of God that comes into this message by revelation that will speak any evil about this message. Because this message is the original gospel that Peter and Paul preached. Paul said, as long as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, he said, I magnify my office. He said, there is no foundation that can be laid other than what is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. He said, everybody building on it should be careful what you build on it. He said, because your works shall be tested by fire. If God tests the works of the preachers in Laodicea by fire, is there any of them that can survive? Is there any of them that can survive? This time we come to those things. Many people, we think, well, we are so few that believe this message. At the time of Noah, the Bible said there was overpopulation. Only 8 souls came out of it. Others were destroyed by God. Who do you say God is? Brothers and sisters, this message will produce sons and daughters of God without spot, without blemish, without any wrinkle or any uncertainty. Because it is God says the Lord. But Abraham said, remember, it's only children that will listen. He said, it's only children that will listen. He said, other will add and say something and go where they come from. God bless you. He said, if you see anything greater that what you have seen in my ministry now, before the rapture, he said, call me a false prophet. Brothers and sisters, there are 7 church ages. Laodicea is the 7th one, which we are in now. 7 is the number of completion. Out of these 7 messengers, there were 2 prophets. The one that laid the foundation, which is Paul, and the one that even if an angel come from heaven and preach any other thing, he said, let the angel be accursed. Our brother Abraham, Elijah the restorer, he has restored us back to the original gospel. Paul preached water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Abraham said, I preach what Paul preached. Hallelujah, church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. So, let me say two things. Praise God. He said, when he was in the sixth dimension, they told him, he didn't want to come back. That is just sixth dimension. I think it's the final boss up. Oh, my. God bless you. Then they told him, you were a leader. These people, you look that you, they, because they told you these are your people. He said, Brian people are not plenty like that. They are not Brahams. You say you are a leader, they are your covenants. The covenants that believed before we came, that are fled, they are in the sixth dimension. Brothers and sisters, that is a vindication that Brother Brian is right. Not only that, do you know the Lord Jesus showed him the preview of the bride? Oh, glory. He showed him the preview of the bride. To tell him, to encourage him, that your work, though the denomination turn you down, I will raise up Sophia, the full gospel of businessmen. Hallelujah, church. He got sent a message, he has a way of passing it across. And he did it. He showed him the bride. In all the nations of the world, not only there, be his holy name. It's okay. You see, when time will finally come, which is true, and your people are accepted, I wish they will be accepted. These are the way be accepted. Those who have gone ahead before, they were there. They were greeting him there. Our precious brother, if you have not gone, will not be there. Sisters were embracing him there. That is why when he came back, he warned you and me. He said, don't allow a woman to embrace you except it's your wife. Because over there is a different body. Amen? God bless you, church. I say, I used to expect more amen than this. We are not preaching Quran. What you say you believe is what I believe. And that is what I'm preaching. Blessed be his holy name. What am I talking about? The Lord told him, if you accept the death, he said, where is Jesus? He said, Jesus is in seven dimensions. You can't see him now. He said, will Paul also be judged? He said, yes. He said, if poor people enter, I will enter because I preach what Paul preached. The brethren that were there, that have gone ahead of, they scream with one voice, we are all resting on that. Oh, hallelujah. We are resting on this message. Then God never promised an eighth messenger. Anybody preaching it is a false preacher. Amen? It's a false preacher. Let me tell you one thing. If eighth messenger come, what is he going to preach? But Abraham has preached the whole Bible. Amen? He has preached the whole Bible. For the people that say, well, the seven thunders are not revealed, this and that. I say, let me tell you one thing. I will not listen to what you say. What you say, you are entitled to what you say, because that's your opinion. And the message of the hour says, everybody is entitled to his own opinion. The message also says, God has the final say. The one that has the final say, he has told us. I read it to you the other time. I will read it again. Can you talk? Just turn it for me. What are we talking about? Brothers and sisters, there are no two messengers to our age. But Abraham is the only messenger of God to our age. He has brought the message. He covered from Genesis to Revelation. And he has told us, stay with the message. Amen? Stay with the message. You fivefold, say what the text says. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. He said, before we close, I'm reading from Exposition of the Seven Churches, 328, the page. He said, before we close this session of the messenger of the Laodicea age, we must seriously consider these two thoughts. Are you listening? First, this age we have one prophet messenger. Revelation 10:7 says, when he, singular, shall begin to sound. Can you just say amen? There has never been an age where God gave his people two major prophets at one time. He gave Enoch alone, He gave Noah alone. He gave Moses. He alone had the word, though other prophets had. John the Baptist came alone. Now, in this last day, there is to be a prophet, not a prophetess. Though, in this age, there are more women purporting to give God's revelation than men. And the infallible word says that he, the prophet, will reveal the mysteries to the end time people and turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. There are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. May I say something? Those who say, there are always people talking. At the time of Christ, when he asked, who do men say, I the Son of Man, there were people talking. You are the John the Baptist that was beheaded, you resurrected. You are one of the prophets. There are always people talking. We don't care what people say. We want to know what God says. That is why Jesus said, forget about what they say. You that have chosen, that are my disciples, that you know who I am. Who do you say I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter said, the Lord Jesus said, Peter, that thing you have just said, you didn't learn it in seminary or Bible school. But my Father which is in heaven, he has revealed it to you. And upon this rock, spiritual revelation of who I am, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God bless you. We are not asking the gates of hell not to fight. They will fight. They have been fighting, and they are fighting. They continue to fight, but we have just said the Lord. They will not prevail. Be his holy name. God bless you. Yes, sir. Oh, man. You see, may God help us. In this age, all the sons and daughters of God that God has put in this day, this message will reach them. I don't care where they are. The message will get to them. Do you know there are some houses built close to Abraham Tabernacle? And the people were still ambulance loaded with sick people come to that place, papu, and they go and everybody is here. They never darkened the door of that place. But you that is far in Africa, hallelujah, church, far in Africa, far in the village, God's children can never be lost. Jesus said, greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friend and he gave his life unto them. It is because of you and me that Jesus went to the cross, so that you and me might be delivered from the power and defilement of sin. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. We are the people of God. We came from God, going to God, singing hallelujah, 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 amen. Judas was in the church of Jesus. When he brought him in, he said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you said, devil. Jesus did not make mistake by bringing in Judas. He brought in Judas to do the work of Judas. Peter couldn't have done that. No Matthew, no Mark, no John. It had to be Judas to do that work. Amen? That is why he looked at that in the night of the betrayal. He said, I say unto you, one of you shall betray me. Peter says, is it me? Matthew says, is it me? This one says, he said, when I dip, the person I will give to is the person. When he dip, he gave it to Judas. The Bible says, Satan entered into Judas. He stood up to go. As he was going, Jesus said, that thing you are going to do, do quickly. Judas knew that Jesus was aware of his mission. Did that stop him? No, he came from somewhere. He must go to where he came from. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. What Abraham told us that every assembly have three kinds of believers. He said, you have unbelievers, you have many believers, you have believers. I don't know who you are, but I believe you by your testimony that you are a believer. Amen. Amen. Every child of God, God will take care of him from earth to glory. If you permit a trial to pass your way, which you will overcome by his grace, when you overcome, he will promote you. God bless you. No doubt that time I was sick. 1 year, close to 1 year, 6 months, I couldn't preach. Yoruba so pe ko ro se niwo. I told him, any to fend. I had a whole lot. And the Yoruba people also said, ta ba gbagbe ora no. And ire ni ba se re. Praise God, amen. Job was an honorable man. People were coming to borrow wisdom from Job. But when God allowed that treasure to come to Job, unaware to Job, one day all the children, all his property, everything, and he was smitten with boys. He can't stand, he can't sit down, he can't lie down. His friends came. They say, hey, nobody can suffer like this except he's a secret sinner. Job wasn't a secret sinner. Brother Abraham says, if you see anything happen to somebody, he says, shut your mouth. Because you don't know what is happening. May God help us. There is one thing we're supposed to learn from Brother Abraham that we are not practicing. When Brother Abraham told a lie, he told the wife, I'm not here. He ran away. When he was to make it right, he went to the very people. He said, this is what I have done. And the man said, we trust you before, but now we trust you more. Some of us, we talk rubbish. We talk nonsense. When the story turns around, we are not spiritual enough to meet with the man. I say, we said this about you, said this about you, said it about you. May God help you. May I say something? In this my little age, I've got to know that you cannot be anything but what God makes you. You can never be anything except God makes you to be that. God bless you. I say, shalom to your soul. You love the Lord. Thank God for the message of the hour. The message, he said, to turn, he does see the Lord, to turn the hearts of the children to the apostolic fathers. I love you, church. Oh, with all my... God bless you. I don't know. The prophet said, if you are filled with this national spirit, you love everybody. Everybody. Not just somebody that comes to church. Everybody. If you come to a place that you love even your enemy, your own enemy, you know, if he has opportunity, he will cut your go-go-go. But you can't go happy because that is the life that is in you. God is love. And whoever born of God is born of love. God bless you. Let me read to God. There are those people talking who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. The prophet said, I challenge that statement. It is a bad, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in this last age at their ministries. Can I will be correct? I do not deny that there will be prophets, even as in the days of Paul, where there was one Agabus, a prophet, who prophesied of a famine. I agree that that is so, but I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word, and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Thus saith the Lord, by his unfailing word stands, as they stand, I be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. And on the basis of human behavior alone, anyone knows. that where there are many people, there is even divided opinion on lesser points of a major doctrine, we they all hold together. Who then we have the power of infallibility, which is to be restored in this last age. For this last age is going to go back to manifesting the pure word bright. That means we will have the word once again as it was perfectly given and perfectly understood in the days of Paul. Can we say amen? I will tell you who we have it. It will be a prophet as thoroughly dedicated, even or even more thoroughly dedicated than was any prophet in all the ages from Enoch to this day. Because this man will of necessity have the capstone prophetic ministry, and God will show him forth. He would need to speak for himself. God will speak for him by the voice of the Son. Hallelujah. Brother Brian came to a point, he said, I will grow out of BS. I will go to the wilderness. Anytime I have God says the Lord, I will come out, deliver it, I go back. God called him and said, come. He said, the ministry I've given to you is greater than any other prophet that has ever lived. Right from the time of Enoch. What was that? The ministry of the Son of Man incarnated unto thee. We are not following cunningly devised fables. This is the way to the rapture. This is the way to the millennium. This is the way to the four square city, which is our last bus stop. Abraham, our father, was looking for that city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah, because he was a prophet. Brothers and sisters, shalom to your soul. You may not have enough money to pay your rent. A mansion is waiting for you. Brother Abraham said, God knows you very well. He knows you so well that he knows what you like. He will build your mansion to your taste. Amen. Amen. That is why there is nothing to rub shoulders about. What you are by the grace of God. Amen. We used to see that. So, saved by the grace of God. We are saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, day by day. Oh, we are saved by the grace of God. We are kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. Hallelujah, we are kept by the power of God. Hallelujah, oh, day by day. Oh, yes, now, by now. We are kept by the power of God. Amen. The one that saved you, it will keep you for the purpose why he saved you. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You love him? You have no option. The one that loved you so much had died for you. Greater love and no man than that. God bless you. I say, God bless you. The prophet said, the second thought that must be pressed on our heart is that the seven churches started out with the Antichrist spirit as well as the Holy Spirit, who is to be blessed forever. 4 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Did you notice this? The Antichrist spirit identified with false prophets. The ages came in with false prophets, and they will go out with false prophets. Now, of course, there is going to be a real false prophet in the grand sense of that man. In the grand sense of that man. Measured in the revelation. But as of now, many before his revelation, there are to appear many false prophets. I mean, so plenty in Nigeria. I know of a big preacher during the era of Papa Obasanjo. He said God told him Obasanjo will not reach Asoro. Obasanjo reached Asoro once. He reached Asoro twice. He was to go the third time. It was the constitution that stopped him. If it was Israel, they would stone him to death those days. The congregation, instead of the ministry, increased. Not only that, this our era, where the politicians were buying for 100 million, he also bought one. He said God told him he was taking over from Muhammadu Buhari. He bought a form of 100 million naira. When he went to the primaries, he did not even vote for himself because he scored zero. Amen? That's supposed to convince him that it was not God that had been talking to him. Listen, when he went back to the church, that part scored zero. He was still saying that he's taken over from Buhari. If that is not a deceptive spirit, may God help us. May God help us. That is all these small, small prophets will die with your the foolishness and nonsense. This is not the evidence of a true prophet. Let me tell you one thing. A minor prophet and a major prophet had the same characteristics. They could see visions. They could both interpret dreams. They have both thus says the Lord. The only difference between a major prophet is that he has a message for the age. That was the difference between Paul and Agabus. Amen? But today, all they see is that somebody is a witch. End up spoiling families, scattered families. May God help us. I know of a church somewhere, and the man said, somebody is a witch. The woman said, me? I'll be a witch? He said, wait for me. He went and called police. When the professor had saw the police with the woman far away, Nabakia did take go. I said, the pastor of that church didn't do well. If it was me, I will do the work of a deacon that day. I will wait with the deacon. You mustn't go anywhere. Shebi Woloso, oh, Losani, you must prove it. May God help us. God is never afraid. There was a time when Ososami, a minister came from Ghana, not our precious brethren, came from Ghana. The first night, there are witches here. There are witches here. Man, I said, what is this? Is God afraid to point out somebody as a witch? When Peter asked Ananias, he said, is it exactly that about you stole the land? He said, yes. He said, why has the devil put in your heart to lie against the devil, against God? He felt that they carried him away. Sister Nene was a late comer to church. 3 hours. 3 hours after the service. Where the service commenced, that is where the sister walked in. Ledger, excuse me, sister. Is it true? Both so delighted. She be the both agreed to lie. Sister, don't connive with your husband to lie. It has terrible consequences. Husband, don't lure your wife to lie. It has terrible consequences. If it is a lie, disagree. Say, my woman, you should let me. If that woman was like that, she would do that. May God help you and me. I said, may God help you and me. God bless you. I said, God bless you. We are coming to something. There is going to be true prophets in this message. We see them. We see their manifestations. But this prophetic office, I'm yet to see one. Because God, who told us to obey his prophet, told us how to identify them before we obey them. Amen? Don't obey me because I say I'm a prophet. You remember the case of Ananias and Jeremiah? Jeremiah said the people of God are going into captivity for 70 years. Ananias said, what? God's people, only 2 years they will go. Jeremiah said, amen. He said, remember, there have been prophets before us. How they are known is where their work come to pass. God met Jeremiah. He said, go and meet Ananias. Tell him that he's perverting my way. I didn't say him. He will die that year. And he died. May God help us. No matter how much you feel, you want to be in a prophetic office.
For us now.
Take you terrible now. God help us. Somebody professor, I was going to die. Which year was that? The crossover. The crossover night. When we entered January, I wrote it. I said, Happy New Year. He wrote me back. Say, Happy New Year is your family. He didn't know the reason behind my writing. I never told it today. Formation. Children of God are not afraid of death. The prophet said, evil are dead. The believer is not defeated. When they were building the block to cut off the head of Paul, he said, oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? He said, thanks be to God that has given up victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't fear death. Shalom to you, church. God bless you. Do you have a national spirit? Do you behave like person that come from above? Brother Abraham said, that is why our sisters don't dress like the people of Nigeria. Another spirit has just come now. Those things are in the U.S. They just wear pants. Pants! Something that's supposed to be underneath clothes of a woman. You wear and come out. One time, travel with us. Mofojo, oh, come, this thing you are doing, from where did you get this one from? I don't fight, come out. Are you normal? Now, fashion. May God help us. God's word still remains. If a man look at a woman to lust after him, he has already committed the act with him already in the heart. That is why the Bible says there are people whose eyes are full of adultery. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, woman body will finish you. I don't care who you are. You will fall at the gate of woman. You will be like Samson. Samson knew what Delilah was after. And yet he couldn't help it. Finally, his eyes. But God reached his mercy, restored him back. And the people he killed at his death were more than those he killed in defeat. Whatever God ordained you to do, whether you like it, you don't, you will do it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. There are so many things we can say, but let me just say this one alone, and then we will close. You know the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Do you know it? But any man that is filled with a national spirit, he's satisfied. Satisfaction cannot be found anywhere but in Christ. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are satisfied. Because spiritually, you are baptized into that spiritual kingdom. You have peace that passes all understanding. You have joy unspeakable, full of glory. You love everybody. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. That is why in the church of God, I say, hey, don't come to a point. You begin to take time with ministers. I love this more than this. I love this. I say, you are carnal. The Bible says you are carnal. Every minister has his own peculiarity. And God will bless them according to the gift he gave to them. Don't divide the ministers. Are you following me? God bless you. Don't you divide the ministers. Of course, the ministers being filled with the national spirit, they will. Amen. Because every spirit approaching you, you should be able to design the spirit, what the spirit is after. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I traveled to somewhere. Go to somewhere and somebody put me in a hotel. While I was in that hotel where they put me, the man that put me in the hotel came. We sat together talking about the message. He had not left a wife. The wife brought food in the hotel. I thought the man would just give me and the woman in the hotel room permanently. He never came back. I said, what is this? Tempting me or what are you doing? Before I knew, he never returned to that hotel. the testimony of my conversion. Look, if you are converted, you will have a testimony. I said before I gave my life to Christ, I was having a girlfriend. I gave my life to Christ on a Tuesday, and my girlfriend was to visit me on a Saturday. She didn't know something has happened. She came to the house. As usual, have I offended? But she said, I said, look, he has decided to serve him all the days of our lives. And the only way God has permitted man and woman to live together is where they are married. It's okay. If that is so, let me just cook your food. I said, don't cook my food. I was having Suzuki 80 at that time. He said, what do you want me to do? And I said, you have nothing to do. Sit on this motorbike. I took her back to their house. That was good night to that relationship. You think a woman can come and tempt me? No. Look, no man is filled with the Holy Ghost that any temptation can fool around. It is God living in his people. Blessed be his holy name. I started this thing and quotes. I said, Brother Abraham, say, whatever you do with your husband and wife is righteousness. Say, another woman is right. He said, you do anything with it. He said, you go to hell for it. I said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Then he dropped her head. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Is it a plan between you and your husband, or how did it happen? May God help us. I don't care where the plan comes from. It can come from Asoro. The Holy Ghost is equal to every task. Every trial, every temptation, every problem. The Holy Ghost is equal to it. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Do you know when Brother Abraham was preaching the message, let us see God? He said, when God is in you, you see God in everything. I saw God in that young woman that day. How do I see God? I saw God in a young woman who's supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost and be a daughter of God in the church. And yet, it's in the message of the hour. Amen. In the message of the hour. It is a man that can overcome, call woman and rape. No woman, no matter what you tell me, I'm only old, I'm strong. Blessed be his holy name. My nose, my nose. I said, read Ephesians 4. He gave to some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the defying of God's children, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. Not defying them. May God help us. Oh, man. Any man that go to a woman that is not his wife. The thing where they side it. Na snake. Can we say amen? Na snake. Any woman that open up herself, not for the husband, for another man. Na snake they there. The Holy Ghost will never do that. The Holy Ghost will not break his own word. The Bible says our body is dead because of sin. Our spirit is alive for righteousness' sake. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. There is no temptation, no trial, no problem, no sickness, no death. Oh, we are more than conquerors. Nothing can separate us from Christ. God bless you. I don't care how beautiful you are. Or beautiful as you are, or righteous. Woman is woman. Whether you be beautiful, you be yellow, you be whatever, whatever. You are just a woman. The Holy Ghost dwelling in you, it will make you to live right. It will make you to say no to every unrighteousness. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shalom to your soul. Blessed be his holy name. I say, how can you baptize? He said, you see, when I was small, that is, I say, prepare, let me go and baptize you. She repented that way. I took her to water, baptized her. I prayed for her for the Holy Ghost. Amen. No woman filled with the Holy Ghost will do that. No man filled with the Holy Ghost will do that. That is why I keep saying certain things that have been happening around recently. Only a man, because this woman are not fool around. They say, how do you do the case? You did do the case where money FTL. So woman is not converted. I don't care how old he has been. How long he has been a minister. What is in his heart? Ejo. Check Dominic. Uto wa loko ejo ni. Uto ye confess ni ekpe baba. Repent for water baptism. And seek for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, church. The Bible says Jesus, when he was in the flesh, he was tempted in all ways. But I brought you the breakdown of that always. Say he was tempted by women, he was tempted by popularity, he was tempted by money, he was tempted by everything. Yet, without sin. And we say he is the same yesterday and today and forever. I will ask you, if you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are guilty of adultery. Where did you put the Holy Ghost before you committed the adultery? Adultery is not something a motorbike will drive roughly for you. Hey, stupid! You just say, I'm sorry. Processes are there. You remove your coat, remove your shirt, remove your... You know where you are going. Where do you put the Holy Ghost? Tell the bed to the air that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Not the Holy Ghost that I know. The Holy Ghost of the Bible is God himself. God, our God is righteous, is holy in every way. And the Bible says, we that are in union with Christ, we have become the very righteousness of God in him. Jesus was made sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are the very righteousness of God. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Is it money? What is money? What is it for? It will enable you eat good food, wear good clothes, live in a mansion, ride the latest car. What next? What next? After all that, what next? In this my little age, I've seen great men in this country. I've seen Chief Obafemi Awolowo. That man was a great man. Where is he? He's gone. Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. He's gone. Man of Caliban and Tiba, by the way. Where is he? He's gone. M.I. Opara. Where is he? He's gone. Erobodo. Where is he? He's gone. S.L. Akitola. Where is he? He's gone. We are talking about great men, big men. F.K.O. Abiola. He's gone. Brothers and sisters, make sure your journey is upward way. Upward way. Don't go downward path. Don't leave the sin. Look, Brother Abraham says, death does not change your nature. Are you following me? He said, death does not change your nature. You only change your dwelling place. Amen. Whatever is your nature you have, when death meets you, that is how you will appear on the other side. Make sure that the Holy Ghost fill you and change your nature from Adamic nature to divine nature. Then hell cannot contain you. Oh, glory to God. Because you are as eternal as God is eternal there. God bless you, church. Our national spirit. Make sure you have it. That is what makes us to live like people that are in heaven. Of course, we are in heaven. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we are already in heaven. And that is why we have dominion over sin. We have dominion over the flesh. We have dominion over the world. And we have dominion over Satan. Amen? Satan don't fear you because you have triple PhD. No. He only fear Christ. Christ in you is hope of glory. You know, but I preach a message, respect. He said, what do we respect in each other? He said, the clothes, is it the clothes we wear? No. God told us to put on our best when coming to church. I'm not condemning that. Put on your best. Your best is not meant for wedding. It's meant for church. That is what the quote says. Blessed be his holy name. But what am I saying? Is that what we respect in each other? What we respect in each other is Christ in you. God, along benu me. That is what we both respect. Olorun be ninu oko o nbe ninu yawo. That is what they both respect. Are you following me? God bless you. I say God bless you. Whether the devil like it, he doesn't like it, this message of the hour, which is just says the Lord, it will produce the bride of Jesus Christ without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any of such thing. Make sure that you are one of them. God bless you. I say God bless you. The cross where I fall, so the life and the body of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my star. And now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I fall, so the life and the body of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen and amen. You may be not satisfied about the brigade. Amen.
I know you are ready to close. Praise God. Amen. Turn your Bible to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. Praise God. Amen. Galatians 5 for verse 19. Take note of it very well. Okay, verse 19, Galatians 5. God bless you, my brother. It goes like this. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Are you listening? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Because why? The snake was the one guiding them as they were traveling that walk path. Proverbs 22, God bless you. But the fruit of the Spirit, not fruit as of many, it's not a grammatical error. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us, there is no law. Are they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Oh, hallelujah. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envy one another. Amen. Brothers, sisters, when you are in Christ, you are crucified the flesh completely. The Bible says, the prophet told us we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. When he was crucified, we were crucified with him. We were buried with him. We resurrected with him. We ascended with him. That is where our life is being directed from, is heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Till tomorrow, I don't believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost will be fooling around women. No. Who do you call God? God bless you. Paul did not marry at all. How you think Paul will be fooling with women? Forget about it. Brothers and sisters, where you are united with God, which is our national spirit, you love everybody. You have power over sin. You live above sin. Many people don't believe that you can live above all sin. I can read you a scripture. For John chapter 3. Can you project it, please? For John chapter 3. Make we read that. May God help us. You need the Holy Ghost.
If you see the quarrel with neighbor, he do me this. Oh, you must be. Oh, to toss me. Oh, tell me more. Oh, sorrow. Me let you. Will not come. Amen. Amen. Behold, what manner of love the Father have bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. I did not know yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abided in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinned had not seen him, neither know him. You believe those things? Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Can we say amen? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot see because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest as the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso have this world's good, as seeth his brother have need, as shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our heart before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abided in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Hallelujah. Believest thou this? God bless you. I say, God bless you. Remember, to live a victorious life, you need our national spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. To love your enemy, you know it's your enemy. If he have knife, he can cut your gogongo. You can't help but love him. You will not struggle to do it. It's God that says that he's doing it through you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. So see you in the rapture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All that I've said so far, if you have a question or you disagree with me on anything, and you think I wasn't messaging on it, meet me in the room where we finish. No, I can't agree with you, but I will listen to you and show you wherever what I've said is in the message. Okay? We have one spirit. Our nation. We are not Nigerians. I was telling them, if you are Christian, you are not Ghanaians. No, we are Christians. The Bible says we are ambassadors. We are representing God here on earth. Blessed be His holy name. Husband, you must show the Holy Ghost to your wife. Wife, you must show the Holy Ghost to your husband. Parents, you must show the Holy Ghost to your children. You must show the Holy Ghost to the people in the neighborhood, but they are all watching you. Show the Holy Ghost to your brother and sister in Christ's bright tabernacle. Amen. Where your brother is down, raise him up. Don't shove him down more. Oh, may God help us. I say, may God help us. Just is the flow of that. Say me why as no, oh, no, oh, that found I know, oh, not even the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that lead me white as snow. The four sons are now. Thank you. the blood of Jesus Christ will lose his power until the last is washed and to see no more. Shall we talk to the Lord? In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, we just want to thank you for your children that have come to the altar. Something brought them here. I don't know. That one want to know. Because even if I know, I don't have the ability to supply their need. But you are God. You said we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Is it for healing of the body? Is it for the salvation of the soul? Is it for a closer walk? Is it for a loved one? Is it for material? Is it for physical? Is it for financial? For whatsoever reason that I brought them. I don't raise their hands everywhere. Our master and our God. We are committing ourselves into your hands. You are our master. You are the only one that can take us as little up of clay and make a vessel of honor out of us, O God. Father, we are praying and asking. As many have darkened the door of this church to come and listen to the message of the hour, which a portion of it we have served to ourselves, our master and our God. May you meet with everyone at the very point of their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there be diseases, if there be sicknesses here, I challenge all diseases and all sicknesses by the power of the word of God. Pack your bag and baggages and leave God's people alone in the name of Jesus Christ. For the word of God says, in which we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Therefore, Satan, take away your diseases. Take away your sicknesses. Let the people of God prepare. Let them prosper in health in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. As many dear God that are not yet filled with this national spirit, that will make us to die completely to the world and the things of the world. Because your word says, if we love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not in us. Lord, if this national spirit comes into us, we are dead to the world and the things of the world. Father, may you fix us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those for that defeat, may you refill them, O God. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions, Lord. As we dismiss, oh Master Savior Divine, Lord, the enemy, may he never have the opportunity to take any of those things from our heart, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we're looking for the next service, afternoon, stroke, evening. Once again, bless our souls, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We pray for our children, whether they are good or bad. We claim them, O God. You say we shall be saved at our house. We claim them for your kingdom. May the Holy Ghost go after them, Lord. Bring them to the fold, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We say whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask the prayer, we should believe that we have received what we ask for. Then shall we have it. We receive all that we have asked for. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the manifestation of the answers come at thy own time, Lord. Until that time, may we never doubt you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting this petition, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you.
Saying amen, 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 amen. Oh, blessings and glory, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, giving, I honor, oh yes, be unto the Lord forever and ever.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Shall I say?